Judge Emil Tahaliani said Thursday he will accept the detailed confession made by 21-year-old Mohammed Ajmal Kasab regarding his role in last year's terror attacks in Mumbai. However, the judge told the prosecution to continue lining up witnesses to testify against Kasab, saying his trial will continue. Earlier this week, Kasab took lawyers by surprise when he changed his plea to guilty and admitted that he sprayed gunfire at Mumbai's main train station after arriving in the city from Pakistan with 9 other gunmen. Kasab was the only one captured alive. The defense had said that if the plea is accepted, the trial should end and a sentence delivered. But public prosecutor Ujwal Nikam says the judge has called Kasab's confession only a partial admission of guilt and says the suspect has not admitted to all 86 charges against him. These include murder and waging war against India.
The statement of Kasab admitting his guilt can be used at an appropriate stage. In fact, the court has also noted that Kasab did not admit all the charges, but he has admitted partly, and court has further ordered that Kasab's plea of admission of a guilt that can be considered only when the prosecution completes its evidence.
There was more drama in court Thursday when the defense lawyer said he did not want to continue because his client had no faith in him. Kasab had caught his lawyer by surprise when he confessed in court. The judge has asked them to sort out their differences. Kasab has told the court he pled guilty because he would rather be hanged in this world than face God's punishment in the next. He has said he did not want mercy from the court and that he understands the implications of his confession. The prosecution had argued that Kasab changed his plea from innocent to guilty to secure a more lenient sentence. The capture of Kasab and Islamabad's admission that he was a Pakistani citizen has helped India bolster its case that the attacks were planned and executed by a terror group based in Pakistan. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.